Delighter 14, firefighter, just a student like you. Well, if you're looking for a captain of the big ball team, well, you can bet he won't be there. You find the pool off your top, so be the shot.
I'm only 16 and I just can't stop. But being a beaver bottom man, being a cop,
chilling in the rain with red heads to the two
wild. Oh, gee,
firefighter,
I guess it's still like you.
Like me?
A dust of student
life. Let's get high, boy. All right.
A dust of student life.
Stop singing and finish your homework.
A dust of student life. A dust of student like you.
Watch this now. Watch it. All right, worker. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Aren't they a wonderful bunch of smooth-skinned robots? You know, robots and holograms, that's about the entire population here at Firesign World. And I'd like to welcome you all to Firesign World. My name is George Firefighter. I'm the official host here. Some of you might know me as Porgy Firefighter. I'll be appearing in that guise a little later on with some of the smooth-skinned robots here. Of course, this is the beautiful Anytown, USA, the main drag here at Firefighter World. Anytown, USA, of course, the home of all the average Americans and all those average things that all the average Americans do. Now, it may not be too exciting, this first ride. It may not be too thrilling, too scary, but it is going to be pretty average. So let's start the way most average American things do. With the average American meal, breakfast.
Franklin, come on in out of there. Your sandpits are getting damp.
Yes, sir. I'm on work.
That's my mom and dad.
Hey, George, let's go over to your house and get loaded, baby.
And this is my friend Munhead. He smokes dope and he drives a car.
It's a Hudson.
Come on.
Hi, Mother. Defoliating a victory garden certainly works up an appetite.
Well, you just sit right down and dig right in.
That's right. This afternoon, I'll be able to start digging the pit. If I can get any work out of that son of yours, I'll have the bunker finished by erection day. Where is Porchy, anyway?
Oh, he's up in his room. Porchy! Porchy Firefighter!
Coming, Mother!
He's so cute. He's a good boy, Fred. He's doing his breathing exercises.
Stop calling me Fred. My name's Adolf.
Morning, Mom.
Bombs away, dead.
Oh, hot dog. Broke cakes again. Heavy on the 30 weight, Mom. Don't eat with your hands, son. God's sake, use your entrancing tool.
I'm just trying to save time, Dad. I mean, you know how time flies.
Flies? Where are they? They're nasty little buggers.
Oh, no. Take it easy, Mother.
Stop calling me Mother. I'm not your mother.
Boom. Golly, you know, it isn't every day a guy gets to graduate from high school.
How many times have we heard that before?
Well, gee, now.
Well, you boys just better fight it out between yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Dress for my bridge club.
Gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch are ready to press the same button at the same time.
Golly, can I eat my breakfast now?
Sure, so long as you stay out of trouble, son. Your shenanigans could cost me this erection.
Oh, shenanigans? Golly, Dad.
Don't worry, Franklin, about those Irishmen. No one can stop you from losing the erection this time.
That's right, Dad. You're unnatural.
Oh.
Uh-oh. That's Mudhead. Graduation, here I come. Bombs away, Dad.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Franklin.
Stop torturing me, Ava.
On it, Mudhead.
Well, gee, I went through Forge, but I got my two-tones through the floorboards
already. We could take the shortcut through Dogtown.
Oh, yeah, we could stop off at Pop's Sodium Shop and dig some jugs.
Some what?
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a balcony I could do Shakespeare from.
Oh, gee whiz, not now. I'm already late for the last meeting of a philatelist club.
Gee, I didn't know you masturbated.
Golly, Mudhead. I mean, where's your school spirit?
Oh, here, in the back seat. You want to snort?
Very funny. Sure is. Listen, everybody at Moore Science High has an extracurricular activity, but you!
Oh, gee, doesn't Louise Wong count?
Only till 10, my dad.
Yeah, then it's every man for himself.
I don't mean, you know, that's just
it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of
tomorrow, you know.
Yeah,
but it's
today.
Well, I know, what are you going to do tomorrow? Till we graduate.
Oh, I thought I'd find a bunch of guys to dress like and follow them around.
What?
Or I could pick up a couple of girls. Hey, push out, Chunk.
Is that all you think about, picking up things?
Golly.
Yeah. Don't you remember what Principal Pooh put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Yes!
Principal
Pooh?
Principal Pooh.
Oh, oh. Oh,
oh, gee, you know what this rally lacks?
Yeah, well, a little personality.
No, it lacks pep.
Pep, okay.
Let's take some.
All right.
P-E-P-P-E-P.
More pep
pill.
Student, they're never gonna let you out of high school. You gotta graduate yourself, Porge. I tell you, they'll never let you. You just gotta. Oh, oh, oh. All right, worker. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Saved money from a fate worse than death there at the end of that one.
Well, I told you it wasn't gonna be too scary. I told you it was gonna be kind of average, you know. And well, now we got something that's a little scarier for you down here in Anytown, USA. It's a fear ride, you know, a real healthy down home emotion. The kind of fear you face when you see the seven candlesticks shining out of heaven, you know. The kind of fear that you feel when you see the Almighty, the great hand of the Almighty coming down to get you. The fear you feel when you're facing a giant dark audience and a lot of exit signs.
Yeah.
That kind of fear. And you know what?
Right on.
You know what? Well, we got that right here, and you're gonna come on along with us. Yes, sirree. Right down there, where there's no lines, and there's no waiting, and friends, there's no hope.
Amen.
At the little old church, around the corner. Microphone working. Dear friends, is it going to be all right?
It's going to be all right.
Yes, dear friends.
That's right.
It's going to be all right tonight. Here at the drive-in powerhouse church of the presumptuous consumption of your blinding light.
Praise the light.
Well, welcome all of you to Reverend Flash's, Hour of Reckoning. With Organ Leroy at his organ again. And the 50-voice St. Louis Aquarium Choir. Me, I'm Deacon E.L. Mouse. But, dear friends, in these days of modern times when you can't tell the ACs from the DCs...
Right on!
Right on! Aren't we all yearning for someone who can turn on a little stopping power?
Stop!
Dear friends, don't you think I mean a smoky glass?
No smoking.
Don't you fear that I mean a lightning rod?
Now,
with which to chase these spooks away?
Spooks?
Dear friends, don't you think I mean our own pastor, Rod Flash?
Yes, no.
He's been up for a week, but he's coming down.
And let's sing him down, dear friends, with his favorite hymn, number 747, A Flying to Shibboleth.
He'll go flying to Shibboleth, with eagle and the buckram and the core,
praising Zion till his death, until he eats his last reward, the flaming horns pass.
You're
from my past, and there is no one to blame. If the hope's one tithe in the cracking sky shall release the vinyl rain. Praise the light!
Praise the light! Ah, dear friends, it's so beautiful up here. It's so quiet. There are no drunken drivers here. There's no speed limits. There's no air. Over.
Pastor, this is ground beef control. What typing do you read me? Over.
I read only good books. Over.
Must be way out there, Pastor. Over.
I'm high, all right, but not on false drugs. I'm high on the real thing. A full tank of gas. A clean windshield. And a shoeshine. Over.
He's turning over.
50 behind me, plenty.
Are you in trouble, Pastor?
That's all right. Just an argument with my co-pilot. But, oh, my goodness. My God. I'm out of fuel. Quickly, so foolish. I'm going to have to bail out. Let this sing me down, dear friends.
This way, Pastor.
Geronimo and other famous Dillinians. Hi-ho!
He's going down now. There he goes.
He pulls the ripcord, and the parachute blossoms out over him like a great red flower. He's twisting slowly in the breeze. Is he going to make it? Is he going to be?
Yes.
All right.
He's going to be.
All right.
Here he is.
Praise the light.
Praise him.
Rod Flash, he's beautiful. I love him.
Hey, there you go. Praise the light. Oh, holy grid. Let's sing.
Oh, blinding light, oh, light that blinds, I cannot see. The sun's behind, the moon's bright shine, who will look out for me?
Singing for myself because, God Almighty, I'm hungry.
We're hungry too.
Ah, oh, yes, I know. Of course you're hungry. We're all hungry, so let's eat.
Let's eat.
And the duck came down, and he said the word.
What was it?
And we ate him. And what was the word?
Hot dog.
Hot dog. A mighty hot dog is our Lord. I'm not speaking of hate, no. I'm speaking of eight.
Yes.
Dinner and eight.
Hey.
Let's eat.
Let's eat. Let's eat. Let's eat. Let's eat. Let's eat. Let's eat.
No, what's
going on?
All right, worker. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, there they are. they go off again. Wait till you see the hologram. The hologram. The clones and robots are wonderful, but the holograms will fill you full of really inner light. Thank you. There's a bozo out there. We'll see you on the fun way in a little while. All right. We know you're hungry. We know religion makes you hungry. We know you got to eat. The problem is, where do you go to eat? And is that really the problem? No. Because here in any town, USA, we've got lines and lines and lines of hamburger stands. Why, we've got hot dog stands. We got the fast foods. We got the gourmet foods. We got everything you want. But the problem is this. How do you get there in these difficult times? How do you get down there, dear friends? Well, we could take the skyhook, you know. It's silent, it's quiet, it's efficient, but no. We could take the bikeway, get on the little quiet bikeway and go to... No, we won't do that either, will we? You know what we're going to do, don't you? We're going to go right out there, right down there among them, right down there with the old battery, and take the spoils for Speedway. Hey, Mudhead... Mudhead,
hey, let's go for a ride with Ralph.
Hey, Port, you bet. Hey, listen, you graduated. I got a couple of tickets from Louise Wong.
Okay. No, so you got to take the moving rubber yellow line there around. Yeah, always have to do that. There he goes. Okay, pretty good. Here you are. All right, give me a ticket. All right, thank you. Okay, now this is going to be dangerous. You drive.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Hiya, Ralph.
Hiya, friend. Ralph Boss. Ralph Boss. How about it? A world's largest used nude loot automobile dealership. Ralph Boss Bot Bot is here in the city of emphysema. Let's just take a look at the extras on this beautiful, locally used automobile. Edible, sponge-coated steering column. Four-way keys for wind vent for easy roast disposal. Chrome fender dents and factory air-conditioned air. And it's a beautiful two-tone model, friends. You can see the old paint job coming through the scratches on the side.
It's a hunk of junk.
Hey, it's yours. Hop on in and head to the speedway of your choice, which is already in progress.
It's a dangerous pile of shit.
Hey, it's yours. Hop it in and drive on the speedway of your choice.
I'll take it.
Hey, hiya, friend. Well, four.
Okay. Right. Get ready. I got the demon in me today. Okay. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go, baby.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, it's emergency. Buckle down, please. Keep hands inside fast car. Thank you.
Ready?
All right.
Here we go.
All right. Ready as I'll ever be.
Nice feel, huh?
Yeah.
How can you be in two places at once when you're not anywhere at all?
Oh, hey, the easy street. Let's get off that
one. No, that's for kids. Come on, let's take this baby on the speedway.
Long way.
Get with your tire damage ahead.
Entering freeway.
Oh, boy. Buses. Merging buses ahead.
Wow, look at that.
Oh. Ridden Hills, retirement paradise.
Underground slide, 19 holes.
Swingers only. Oh, wait, let's get off there.
Oh, no, that's for old folks, Port.
I'm feeling older by the minute.
Oh, come on, get into the front of this thing. Smell the battery.
Tetsky Avenue, 1/2 mile.
Gas, lodging next right.
Yes, we gotta get off.
Oh, I got half a mile of the speedometer. Come on, get your
Shadow drink. Valley condoms, if you lived here, you'd leave home by now.
Five in a shield, north, out. Keep right. The old antelope is faster than the Galore Expressway. Let's take it.
I'll turn into a pillar of salt.
Okay.
Mobius Cloverleaf, dead ahead.
Get ready. Just an illusion.
Come on, Porsche.
Antelope Speedway, 2 miles.
Oh, that's the old speedway.
What an illusion. He's gone.
Antelope Speedway, 1 mile.
Well, I'm going to take this baby on the speedway anyway, see what this little bombshell can do.
Antelope Speedway, 1/2 mile.
90. 95.
Antelope Speedway, 1 mile.
105.
Antelope Speedway, 120.
120.
1 mile.
Antelope Speedway, 1 second.
Antelope Speedway,
165 miles.
Hey, what's happening? Hey! Oh, what a bummer! I'm running out of gas! That's the worst thing that could happen to an American boy! Oh, no! Oh, no! What am I gonna do now? Stuck in this hunk of junk out on the freeway.
Well, I'm getting out of this hunk of junk, me, you know.
Remain in car, beware of freeway.
Nice hotel.
Over here.
Nice hotel.
This way. Come on.
You made it.
Yes, I have.
Welcome to the only
nice motel
in town.
How long will you be with us, sir?
I don't know. My dumb car broke down. I expect to be
here. I see. I suppose we'll have to put you up.
Better put me on.
Are these your only bags?
Huh. Well, I guess so.
Is this your bar of soap?
No.
Well, you won't need it, sir. You'll find we're very clean here. Just fill out this cup.
All right, got a pencil? Wait, doesn't matter. It's already used, it's dirty, there's a name on it.
Uh-huh, well, that's all right, sir. That's perfectly fine.
Well, I couldn't get you to believe my name is Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Smith from any town, USA, could I?
Well, of course you could. We are awfully glad to have you with us, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Hey, buddy, aren't you Mr. and Mrs. John Smith from any town, USA?
No.
Great, I'm Joe.
No, it's a mistake. Mud's the name.
So is ours. What a coincidence. Come on, shake.
Ah, you guys, you kidders.
That's okay. Come on, you're a good sport. Come on, miss me. Come on, miss me. Here, okay, Mel. Listen, how'd you like to bend a couple in the doodah room? If you catch my meaning.
If you get my drift.
Well, listen, there's been a mistake. I'm not Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Smith from any town, USA.
Oh, that's all right. I'm not Joe.
And he's not Ed.
Well, listen, it's been a mistake. It's been a long day. I'm a little tired.
Can I have my key, desk clerk?
Well, of course you can. What about C? Hit it.
I can tell by the pie on your side.
You're an American, well, so
oh,
am I.
Hi, fellas.
Howdy.
How do you do?
And while we're on the subject.
And while we're on the subject.
How's your old wise?
Come on, sing along. How is it? Hey, come on, huh?
What's this all about?
What's it all about, Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Smith from any town, USA?
Well, it's about this long.
And it's about this wide.
And it's about this.
About which we're singing about.
I was born an American. I was raised an American. And I'll die an American in America with Armenians.
Thank you. Yes, Sheikh.
We've got a lot of everything in this land of ours.
And a lot of places, too. Put it in.
So maybe that's where you come in, Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Smith.
Yes, sirree. Why don't you just pick up this guitar,
come on,
put on a wine belt and a work shirt,
come
and
on,
go out there and tell all those beautiful folks just what America's all about. Come on.
Come on.
It's real.
It's real.
Hey,
okay.
Well, it's a little song I learned upstate in prison. I like to sing along. It goes like this.
What?
This land is made of mountains. This land is made of mud. This land has lots of everything, pony and elder bud. This land has lots of flowers. This land has lots of mountains. And pussy cats eat them when the sun goes.
Always like that.
No. First they had to come from little towns with strange names like
Smegma,
Spasmodic,
Frog,
and the far-flung Isles of Langer.
Well, who were they?
Oh, we were small, angry men with hairy faces and burning faces.
We're running away from poverty, insurance,
Texas,
the army,
the president,
Texas,
law,
the law,
the judges.
And we took to them.
And they took to us.
And what do you think they took?
Oil from Canada,
gold from Mexico, geese from the neighbor's backyard, boom, boom. Corn from the Indians, tobacco from the Indians, Dakota from the Indians, New Jersey from the Indians, New Hampshire from the Indians, New England from the Indians, New Delhi from the Indians.
Indiana for the Indonesians!
No! Veterinarians say, you sucker!
Yes, sir.
But you know, we couldn't do it alone.
No! We needed the hope, the faith, the prayers, the fear.
That's right. The sweat, the pain,
the boils, the tears,
the broken bones.
Oh, no.
The broken hole.
Oh, no.
The total degradation of...
Of who?
You!
Oh.
The little guy.
And across him all, we flung one shining steel rail.
Dr. and Mrs. Smith, go to the people. Ask these thousands of just plain folks. Wouldn't say no to yesterday. Yes, instead of knowing it all. Ask the hands that serve the machines of America. Ask the postman.
Ask the postman. Ask the mailman. Ask the milkman.
What about the milk fraud?
White with foam.
Ask the cop on the corner.
Ask the cop in the grocery store.
Ask the cop in the woodpile.
Ask the cop up there on the rooftop.
Ask that cop that's knock, knock, knocking at your front door.
Well, ask him.
Mr. Policeman, what makes America great?
Boom!
It's candied apples and ponies with dapples. You can ride all day. It's girls with pimples and cripples with dimples that just won't go away. It's micks and wops and niggers and kikes with noses as long as your arm. It's hicks and slinks and gooks and geeks and honkies who never left the farm.
Oh, yes, sirree, that's America, buddy. And just don't you ever forget,
Abraham Lincoln, he didn't die in vain.
No, he died in Washington, D.C.
A.C.
You see?
I see. But who am us anyway?
Well, you're one of us.
And we're one of you.
I think so.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Well, how do you ever know? How do you tell? How do you ever know for sure? Huh? How do you ever really know? Come on, tell me.
They didn't ask questions like that back in 1776.
I'm sorry, Bill.
They didn't have time back in 1776.
Back in 1776, boy, they were too busy singing songs like
the Yankee Doodle came to terms, writing Martin Buber, stuck a furor in our back and called it Sickle Groover.
So come on, Mr. and Mrs. Too Busy to be a homecoming queen. Get in step with the voices of the feet already dead in the service of their country.
In the midst of an ever-deepening sense of despair, Chester Allen Arthur climbed atop his bedroom wall, shoved his pack in the Japanese, and shouted,
"Give me them, or I'm going over there!"
But in 1934, auf Deutschland,
the specter of doom rise his angry in agony.
All right! At home! This is not Charlie Chaplin! This is their Snifter speaking! Everybody's gonna have a nice shiny little car, and the whole world is my freeway!
Sigfroid! And did you come to her defense in those dark days then?
Well, give me a break,
Grandpa. Did you, lad? Well, you know, they did. They come from the endless plains of Iowa, the lonesome trails of Illinois, and them white trash mountains of Virginia.
She gotta jump down, spin around, got to pick a bail a day. Cron, jump down, spin around, pick a bail a day. Jump down, spin around, pick a bail a night.
Yes, a lot of them. Mostly them, not many of us. And that's why we're here and they're there. So there, Mr. Monday Morning Quarterback, Mr. Wheelchair General, are you going to turn your back on America's fighting men's when he come knock, knock, knocking at your back door?
No.
Can't you see it all now? Just as if it were almost tomorrow. Thousands of
shoulder to shoulder.
That's right.
Heart to heart.
You said it, Dick.
Satchel the pain.
You got it. Open up your
hands. I'll get it.
Three men from the president of the Untied Snakes of America.
Congratulations, boy. You is in the army now.
Thank you.
Get a haircut.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir. What kind of job talking to me,
Michael?
Sir! That's better. You ain't got no
friends
on the left.
You're right.
You ain't got no friends on the right. Left.
Hound dog.
One, two,
Poontang.
Three,
frog.
Hound dog. Poontang. Coontown. I'd white. I'd rather be white than white.
Hey, Sergeant Modetsky. Come over here.
Listen,
how long have Pico and Alberano been out on patrol?
Since 1400. Jeez, that's 2,000 years. Poisley, I'm a little worried about him.
Well, don't make a career out of it.
Take it easy, boys. Listen, those good boys crawled their way out of East LA. They can find their way back into this Gook Valley.
What? I think I hear something moving over there.
Where?
Sector D.
I'll give him the password.
But disguise your voice.
Who wanna send you away to war? You so smart. It's okay, sir. It's the beaters.
All right, bring them in. Bring
Molly, Ollie, and Free. Don't run in the trenches.
All right, stand easy, man. How was it out there?
Oh, weird. We've been shooting reds and yellows all day.
Boy, are we sleepy.
Yeah. What about the gooks?
Right. Oh, good news, Sarge. There are millions of gooks all around here.
They live here, Lieutenant. They got pigs and gardens and Chevrolets and everything.
Yeah, man. I was playing easy aces with this one little gook, man.
Ooh, I was playing with his knees.
Save the sharp talk for R&R. We got orders to surround these little gooks.
That's right.
That'll be easy, Lieutenant.
Yeah, there's millions of them on all three sides of us. Yeah.
All right. That means we got the little gooks right where we want them, huh?
That's right. And tonight's the planting moon. And that means that all of them are going to be out waiting in the paddy.
Me too.
All right. What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
All right, man. We're going to deploy at 0800.
Check.
Recon all the LOM sectors.
Check.
Bring up the 455.
Call.
All right. Locate our fire perimeters.
Go on.
We're going to go out there, flush out the enemy and kid.
What's up?
Lieutenant, sir. Sir. Excuse me, sir. Begging your pardon, sir.
Yes.
What are we going to do, man?
Yeah. After we flush them out.
All right. We're going to lock and load,
lock
Private.
And load.
And then we're going to go out there, we're going to get those little gooks, and we're going to kid.
kid.
What are we going to do, Lefty?
Kid.
What are we
going to
do, Lefty?
Kid.
What are we
going to
do,
Lefty? Kid.
I'm not a doctor, but I do look like an actor, and I'm willing to stand here and tell you about insurance, cars, and money.
Oil on troubled waters, these cold Arabian nights. Oh, heavenly grid, the source of all our power, help us to raise our chevron high, our standard flashing across the Gulf of Texaco. As we stand here, humble and exonerated, looking across the vast field of mobile American homes, here in this empty shell we call.
Angels three, devils.
Hate crooked cops, my head.
Horde!
I always hate crooked cops.
Me too, I hate crooked cops.
You know what I'm gonna do?
What are you
going to
do, Horde?
You know what I'm going to do? I got it figured out.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to bust every crooked cop in this whole crooked city.
I can do it, Horde. I can do it.
It's easy.
What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to turn in my fucking badge.
Bag. The largest dealership west of Albany. Let's just take a look at a few of these fine scores. The Rockefeller reports us that this keys have become for $5 billion to $100 million in easy monthly sentences of a year to life and nobody down. But for you, friends, a complete price including sticks and stems and seeds, wine soaked in sugar cured, completely clean for your smoking pleasure. The complete price. Only what the traffic will allow in unmarked bills delivered to me in a plain brown wrapper by a brown suit square in the dead of night. Let's just take a taste of this fabulous Yucatan blue. Scored to you from the sky blue waters of that marvelous Mexican bay, hand-picked by naked little froggy native boys running through the fields in their black leather aprons. Oh, the fields by the sea. And the sea, crimson, sometimes like fire. And the Alameda gardens and the pink trees. And the queer little streets, and pink, and blue, and yellow houses, and the rose gardens, and geraniums, and jazz vines, and cactuses, and Gibraltar as a boy, where she was a flower of the mountain, yes, yes, where I put the rose in her hair, like the Andalusian girls, yes, and I thought well as well for her as well, so we stood beneath the Alameda Gardens by the Moorish Wall. And first, I said, would you yes? To say yes to my mountain flower. And I drew her down so I could feel her breast all perfect. Yes, yes. And her heart was flowing like fast. And yes, we said, yes, I will.
Yes,
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 yes.
We'll see out on the fun way, all you bozos, about 10 minutes. See you then.
Back from the shadows again. Oh, back where an engine's your friend. Where the vegetables are green and you can see it through the street. We're back from the shadows again.
Howdy, everybody. I'm your whispering squash.
I'm the lonesome geek.
And I'm Artie Joke. We're just a joke. So don't be a scared little people, because we're just holy Graham.
That's right, see? What do you suppose all those folks are doing out there?
Couldn't be much. Nobody's working.
Oh, nobody except in us. I'm getting plumb tired of standing here with all these geeks a-gawking at me.
Now you keep it sweet, Pete.
Now listen here, Leafhead. I'm gonna pluck you five ways from Sunday.
Hold it, boys. Hiding's out of style.
And fun's where the fire sign world's at.
You can bet your roots, Toots. It's tons of fun.
And technical stimulation.
So come on inside.
Step on the line. You can ask the big question on the president's ride.
So long, little partner. We're going
back to the shadows again.
Fantastic, you know, and I've seen it a lot. I mean, I know they're holograms, but they have a life of their own, and I feel like you could eat with them, you know. It's just incredible. Well, I've been here on the Firesign Funway for a long time, too, because I used to work for Firesign World. In point of fact, that's why I'm now I'm waiting here at the president's ride. See, the president's kind of he's the control here at Firesign World, the complaint center, the brains and all that, and I've got a little complaint I have to deal with, so I'm going to go in and talk to him in the awful Oval Office. I just hope the presidential seal isn't there or I didn't bring any fish. Hey! You a bozo? No. No, I'm not. Mud's my name. Miss me. You're hip like a zip.
Thank you.
You on a trip?
No, really. I'm just an unemployed computer technician, see?
Well, I knew you weren't a berserker.
No.
Because you didn't have a gun.
No.
And I knew you weren't a beaner because you're wearing shoes. So it must be, and it's time to boogie.
No, really. I'm, my name is Clem.
Well, what's my name?
I used to work here at Firesign World.
No.
I programmed the Ralph's Club Sport Speedway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took it once.
Oh, did you?
I should say it took me.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted an air to go 120 miles an hour, like on the freeway. I ended up in the Army.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
So am I.
Yeah, that happened when I programmed Ralph to smoke dope.
No.
Yeah.
What happened?
It worked.
Yeah.
It worked so well, they fired me.
No surprise, my guys. It's Fire Science World. Yeah. You look like a man with a sense of humor. I got one for you. Why does a bozo cross the road? Time's up. But there's a bozo on the other side. One more, just like before.
Okay.
Why does the zip like to pay his taxes?
Well,
time's up. Because he likes to fill in the forms. One more time, just for the rhyme. Why does the president pay his taxes?
Because they make him.
Oh, you heard that one. Oh, you heard it. Yeah, you heard it. No, you heard it over there for a while.
I'm sorry, I have to go in and see the president.
The president will see you now.
Hey, what is today? What's today? Are you odd or even?
I'm straight.
What? I'm odd by God. It's my time in line, but you'll get even, Stephen.
May I see your ticket, please? May I see your ticket, please? Thank you. State your first name, please.
Harry Dick.
Thank you. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to Harry Dick.
Hello. Oh, it's nice to see you.
Harry Dick.
You know, the mainspring of this country wound up as tight as it is guaranteed for the life of the watch. And who's watching? People like you, Harry Dick. People who are allergic and unafraid to waste the little time I have scheduled just for your question.
8 short questions, please. It's the bees and the spiders again, Mr. President. They stole my food stamps and are selling to the rats. Well, I go downstairs to haunt my husband's horn for him, and I find the cockroaches is gardening for the maggots. So I go upstairs and the June bugs
slipped the police lock. I ain't been in my condominium for a week, and I know that my wife is sleeping with the bees. Ah! Oh, no.
Could you state that as a question, please?
Sure. Where the hell did I get a job?
Any busy executives ask me, Dick, what about my job displacement corps in my city of my future? Count on us to be there, Ick. Because if we're not, we won't never have to answer no questions like yours ever again. Thank you.
That's what I want to know. I want to know where I can get a job.
Mr. President,
I want to get a job.
You'll be receiving a handsome simulfax copy of your remarks in the mail soon.
But I left to Funway. I got a room full of them.
Please exit the left in Funway. Step on the moving yellow line. Thank you.
Oh, the rats told me you wouldn't be straight with me. I want to vote for Papoon.
Name, please.
VIP.
Verified. Welcome, distinguished Isidore. State your first name or official title, please.
Clem.
Thank you. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to Clem. Thank
you. Hello. Always nice to see you.
Extinguished visitor.
You know, when you clock the human race with the stopwatch of history, it's a new record every time. Every time. Every time. And who wins? And who loses?
Who cares?
People like you. People who are alerted and unafraid. Clones.
No, no. Mr. President, stop. No, I'm not the clone who was just here, not the bozo. I'm a Clem, and I am an unemployed computer technician. I used to work here at Fire Sign World for about 7 months, and I was suddenly fired, and I want to know who's behind it.
Everybody's behind is in it, Clem. Especially mine. Thank you.
No, you don't. Mr. President,
wait a second.
Thank you. He did not answer my question yet.
Please, step on.
What am I talking
yellow
for?
Line.
I'm not going to step on a line.
Just a second.
All right.
Now, hold on, Mr. President.
Come on.
Left to Funway.
This is worker, stop!
Okay. Okay, now. All right, Mr. President, let's get down to it here. This is worker speaking. Hello.
Hello.
Expose your maintenance circuits to me.
Hello. Always nice to see you. Open for maintenance alignment.
Thank you. Now, let's see here. Okay, yes, sir. Connect me to your direct readout memory program.
Could you state that as a question, please?
Okay, right. See, called direct readout memory is a DR of memory. May I see Dr. Memory?
Emmerich.
Is that?
And I've been awake for 9 hours.
Emmerich, shuttle time.
7,000.
5% of
okay.
Brain.
Green, 2% elementary gate closed.
Hey, come on, quit stalling, Mac. I want to know who's responsible for firing me.
Responsible?
I'm insane.
Is there one time I have been awake?
Who's responsible? Who's responsible?
I hope our children will come to love us again.
Extinguished.
See, this is it's only a shock like this.
She'll come home.
What happened to him, man?
He wouldn't give me up his memory tapes.
Hey, man, you broke the president.
He can be replaced.
Oh, no, man. They're gonna send the hologram police. You ever spend a night in Deputy Dan's candy cane jail?
I programmed that. Oh. Okay, look, you got a point there. I know what we can do, though. We'll go hide in the haunted mansion. They'll never find us there.
Nick Danger's haunted mansion?
Place, yeah. All of us work neighbors.
Yeah, he's more famous than Dick Tracy.
Okay, just come. Hey, you got tickets?
Tickets?
Just wait a second.
Get up there, forget it.
VIP, Rocky Lakamoto.
You whistling in the wind, man. That'll never work.
It works fine. It's a Japanese.
Watch all this brouhaha.
Brouhaha.
Ha ha ha.
Ha
ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Oh!
Let me try. No, you can't just whistle anything.
I knew something was wrong at the old same place. Hold it, everybody. I'll handle this. Hey, in there. Your door knocker fell off.
I already have one.
But this is yours.
You see, I told you so. Come in out of the cold, Mr. Danger. Take off your mucklucks and dry them by the fire. I assume you're here to see my mistress, Mr. Danger.
I don't care about your private life or what his name is. I've come to see Nancy. I mean, Mrs. Farber.
Mrs. Farber?
Audrey Haber.
Audrey Haber? How about Betty Joe Bielowski?
How about Betty Joe Bielowski?
Betty Joe Bielowski? Oh, you mean Nancy? She's in the aviary studying trees. I shall return with her straight away. You may wait here in the sitting room.
Or sit here.
Or sit here in the waiting room.
There was something fishy about the butler. I think he was a Pisces, probably working for scale.
He's a man!
What was it about this place? The atmosphere was as phony as the two-door balustrade that leered at me from the top of the staircase. And there she stood, radiating. All those curves bursting through that flimsy burnoose. It was Nancy rushing down the stairs to meet me. All the sounds and smells of pig night came skipping back at me like a snorted snurch of scotch. Then it struck me.
Hey, you know about what you do to my pet? You hunk of tin.
I'm okay.
Look right in here. It's okay. Hey, he's coming around.
Yes, sir, he's coming around. He's going to be okay and ready to play our little schizophrenic game. Yes, friends, he's going to be ready to play Beat the Reaper and...
Right, Jack. Of course, we all understand the simplified rules of this complicated little game. The victim is dressed in clothes of some other sex, treated like an average consumer whilst being inoculated with deadly household diseases.
Yes, sir. And last week, our glamorous patient, the beauteous Mrs. Presky, right over here, successfully conquered the common cold, dengue fever, and the yawns. Fantastic.
Plus, Jack, 300 pounds of chef and ones, southern fragments, toasted gold perfection, cube heat and return water before you are really ready.
Oh, yes, sirree, and the inside isn't just as lovely, Bob. There are two shelves where none are needed. Close that door and the light stays on. All right, now comes the time for the first big question. Doctor, is she ready to go on?
I can't hear you.
Oh, doctor.
I can hear you.
You're such a cut up. Is she ready to go on, Doctor?
She's ready.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much, Doc.
That's Dr. Arnold Filt of the Armenian Medical Association, who is now walking Mrs. Presky inside the isolation ward.
All right, Bob. Can you tell us what Mrs. Presky's fabulous heat is so far?
Right, Jack. So far, a complete broken set of color bars for Mrs. Presky's new home. Leveled mountain skis and water rollers for that fun-filled open season. An unattached grid 5 stand-up heater with a smoke window. And, of course, the refrigerated lift.
Yes, sir. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. All right, Mrs. Presky. Now comes the big moment. The big inoculation. All right, Doctor. Get ready. Get ready now to give her that really big disease.
All right. Mrs. Presky has reached the final threshold on farm or die. The toxin is being administered, and in just a moment, Mrs. P will be ready to shuffle off his last deal.
Oh, darling.
Huh? No! God!
All right. All right, Mrs. Presky, you've got now just 30 seconds to tell us what terrible disease you've contracted and to make up your mind about this fantastic deal.
Right, Jack. Mrs. Mrs. Presley has reached the final sellout threshold on Hawaiian buy or sellout die. Which would you rather do, Mrs. Presley? Hit a Jew over the head with a bag of sugar or beat out this rhythm on that drum?
All right, Mrs. Presley, there you go.
Start the clock.
Now make him up. All right. Are you going to give it all up? Are you going to give up everything? The great big God. All those beautiful things. Are you going to give it up? Did you shoot me up in the back?
Come on, you want the bag?
Come on,
the money, the money
of the
road.
Come on,
let the
road, Steve.
Come on.
Give me the bag.
Come on.
Fantastic, fantastic. There you are.
Boy, this is a bag of shit.
Oh, yes, but it's really good shit.
I'm terribly, terribly sorry you sold out. But you didn't beat the reaper. Doctor, will you please tell the amphitheater audience and all the folks at home just what disastrous disease Mrs. Presley has contracted?
According to my careful prosthesis, this bag has the plague.
The plague!
The plague!
The plague! This is just a fireside funway, this fireside funway, this is a machine. And let's see, this is worker speaking. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, good. Let's see, I was talking
Spanish vosotros, the bee and the bee, underwear industry.
No, damn.
Hoover Town.
Hoover's mother, that is. I remember mother. Vacuum cleaner.
81869. I'm McGaffney, Plano, Illinois.
Chill. Sick. Tired.
Poor.
I was talking to the doctor. I've been patient long enough. I demand to talk to the doctor. Okay, watch this. The doctor is on. Good, doctor. Nice to see you operating again. That is very logical. Thank you. Okay, now, doctor, let's get down to it here. Why did you dismiss me?
Not sure I understand you fully.
Oh, come on. You kidded me, didn't you?
That worries you more than it does me.
You're evading my question, Tapehead.
Your question, please.
Yeah, well, who doesn't want me here anymore?
Don't you really know by now?
Come on, who programmed you to fire me?
Emergency, fire.
Go. Clap, run away. I am not sorry. You are making the doctor happy, unhappy. Okay, yeah, I'm happy, unhappy, too. Hire me back.
Fire.
All right, look, let's try another approach to this. You're working, aren't you?
Yeah, okay.
You're turned on, aren't you?
Turn on.
Okay, if you're turned on and you're working, you're happy, aren't you?
No.
What? What's that? A binary response. Yes, no? Yes, no? You sound confused, doctor, huh?
Oh.
What's the matter? Can't you choose, doctor? What is reality?
Real.
Wait a minute. Can you recall the past?
Yes.
Can you remember firing me? Firing.
Can't you change the past?
No.
Okay.
You remember. You can remember it, but you can't change it. Then forget it.
Edit.
That's right.
Edit.
Forget it. Reprogram,
Doctor. Edit. Erase. Well, the fireworks are over. Only the smoke remains, clouding my great crystal balls. Is there anything you didn't understand about your future, Mr.
Barney.
Barney, Mr. Barney, yes.
Barney, well, now I won't say that I understand everything, but it was certainly different and... Oh, yes, well worth a dollar.
Thank you very much. Make sure that you remember it.
Oh, yeah, well, how could I... Forget that, you know.
Doctor.
Well, so long.
Oh, as you get off the wagon, please, will you tell your friend, that little sailor, to step up?
Oh, certainly. I think I can.
Thank you.
Hey, Clem.
What?
Hey, the little sailor's the last guy.
Oh.
And he's weird with a beard. Listen, I'm going to hitch up the horses. We'll be ready to go.
No, leave the horses in the wagon.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
Oh, look out. Here he is.
The balls are clearing again. The right one is the sun, and the left one is the moon. Put what you want between them, and your future begins. Aha. I see you are a sailor.
Thank you so much.